What's up, everyone, and welcome back to Spartan Talk. And today, this will be a little bit different than I normally do it. I just got really busy with work this week. I'm a reporter, and a lot of the games went into overtime this week. So it's been a fun week covering those games and all that, but hasn't left me too much time to do this over when I get back home from those games and all that stuff. So. Doing it here on a Saturday afternoon is a little bit different. And since the Thursday night game was a blowout, I didn't think there was really much need to kind of recap it all too much. So we'll kind of leave that there. But I did end up picking, I think I did pick right on that. So I think my record stands for predictions this year. It was at 20 and 12. Overall on the year, I picked the 49ers winning, so I'm 21-12 on the year. I was 11-5 last week, so hopefully I can get better and improve. And hopefully, I remember in 2020, I got like all games right, I think in like week two or something like that. If you want to go listen back to that podcast and kind of keep track or whatever, if you ever feel like it, but yeah, I remember there was one week I got like all 16 games right. I was like, I don't even know if that's ever possible again. But, I did pretty good last week. And first week, I felt pretty good. I missed a couple of games that were very one close, one score games. And that came down to the wire, just barely missed them. But, yeah, we'll get into the predictions here real quick. And, yeah, we'll start with the Colts at the Ravens. And for me, I had the Ravens win this one 20. I have the Ravens win 24-20. It just comes down to, I think the Colts defense is going to do a very solid job of keeping Lamar contained and all that. I just don't think they have enough firepower on the offensive end to keep up with Baltimore, even if it is maybe 3-4 scores. Gardner Minshew's in there. I like Gardner Minshew a lot. Maybe that actually benefits the offense in a sense, but overall, I just think the Ravens just are a little bit better of a team, and I think the Colts, still young, still improving. I think they're going to be one of those teams that's going to be a hard win over the season, but I think it'll be very competitive in a lot of games. But I got the Ravens just because I think they're a little bit better overall team, and they're a little bit healthier on that end as well. Even though they have some injuries here and there with J.K. Dobbins, a little bit healthier at the quarterback position, I should say, but. Yeah, let's move on to the next game. We got Tennessee at Cleveland. And for me, I got Tennessee winning this game 20-16. I think it's going to be a very low-scoring affair. I think Tennessee's run defense is the best in the league. They've held the Saints and who was the team they played last week? I am blanking really bad. The Chargers to under 3 yards of carry. And Cleveland's offense is predicated on the run game. So I think they're going to make Cleveland one-dimensional. They're going to put it in Deshaun Watson's hands. And I think that's going to be to Tennessee's benefit. So I got Tennessee winning this one 20-16 in a very low-scoring, fun affair that I think is going to be a – for me, it's going to be a fun defensive matchup. But for other people, they don't like defense. I can't really – honestly, I don't know. I'm a very defensive-heavy guy. I love defensive games. I still don't understand why people, crave over the offense and the points and stuff. To me, yeah, it's fun to see those games. It's fun to see those high-scoring games. But to me, that's just not good football. It's just a lot of, really bad football that allows for that to happen. So we'll move on to Denver at Miami because I could go on about just about how – I don't know. I love high-scoring games. I'm just not the I just like defense a little bit more and all that. So I just don't understand why people if you love football, you should love every aspect of football. And low scoring games is a part of it. Defensive heavy matchups is a part of it. And I don't understand why people don't really, gravitate towards that. But I got Denver at Miami for the next game. And I guess one a little bit short and sweet. I got the Dolphins winning 31-17. They're just a better team. I think Denver might keep it close for three quarters and then maybe a turnover here and there. I think in the fourth or Miami pulls away in the fourth, I think that's what's going to happen. So I got Miami winning 31-17. And for New England at the Jets, I got New England winning 27-16. Mac Jones has looked really good this year. and I think they are due for a win, and they're playing Zach Wilson, who Bill Belichick has had a lot of success scheming and defending around in his first 2 years. So I just think it's going to be more of the same, especially with how bad the offensive line is for the Jets. And New England has a pretty solid pass rush. So I like New England's chances here with a good defense performance and Mac Jones still being steady and consistent throughout the season. So I like New England winning 27-16. And we'll see what happens here after the Jets, if they end up losing this game, if they go out and get a new QB, or there's like, it's just a tough stretch of games here. Zach Wilson has really performed well against New England, and we'll want to see a little bit further on, see how he performs. But I thought he did okay last week. Dallas, very hard defense. That's probably the best defense in the NFL. They played against the Bills week one. I thought he did very well coming in relief when he probably wasn't thinking about even playing in that game. And now he's playing another great defense in New England. So I think it's just a tough stretch of games for him. But hopefully he can get kind of back on track and some easier defenses in the next couple of weeks. But I like if they play easier defenses, I could probably check that real quick. Jets schedule. I haven't looked too far into the schedule. Yeah, or my brain's not going there. So they play. Yeah, so they play Kansas City, so that's gonna be a little bit easier of a defense. Denver was really good last year. They're doing okay this year. I still don't understand the move to get rid of Irvo. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's with Carolina now. His name I cannot pronounce. And they play some hard defenses this year, so it might Zach Wilson may struggle a little bit, but we'll see how he performs against New England. See if he's we can see that improvement in him. But we're gonna move on to Buffalo at Washington, and I got Buffalo winning 34-28. I think it's gonna be a high scoring. I think it's gonna be a fun offensive game, and I like Sam Howell a lot. I think Sam Howell has played very good posture, composure, everything. I think he's played with really good poise, and I just he's been very fun to watch this year. I think this Washington team is gonna be very fun to watch. They got a lot of young talent on the defensive end, and I just think that's going to be a little bit of the downfall of it. They're still young on the defensive end. I think Josh Allen's going to be able to pick them apart and maybe get a game-winning drive in there to seal the victory. But I think it's going to be a close, fun game throughout. And I got Buffalo winning 34-28. And now we got Atlanta at Detroit. Another fun game. I think it's going to be a hard-nosed game. Atlanta loves to run the football with Arthur Smith. Detroit, very hard-nosed, tough team. I had Detroit pulling it out 24-16. I think this will be one of those games that Atlanta is going to settle for field goals. And I think Detroit's maybe going to get a touchdown instead of settling for field goals. Maybe be a little bit more aggressive on their end, like Dan Campbell likes to be. And yeah, I think it's one of those 50-50 games because I just think Atlanta has played very well this year. I think they've made plays when they needed to, especially in the fourth quarter. So I do like Atlanta to be very competitive in this game, but I think Detroit maybe has a little bit better of a roster, and I think will help pull it out. And I haven't seen that consistency from Atlanta to score touchdowns. They've settled for a lot of field goals this year, so I like Detroit to pull out the win here, 24-16. So we'll move on to New Orleans at Green Bay, and I got New Orleans winning 27-24. And for me, this kind of boils down to the Saints defense. And I think Derek Carr, he's still getting chemistry with the receivers. He's still playing to me, at a very good level. Had the really bad interception on Monday night. That was a terrible throw, that interception. But I think he's played very well. I think chemistry with those receivers is going to like build up over the course of the season. You're not gonna always have that clicking moment with them, but or you're going to find that clicking moment, but you're not going to get that right away. I guess what I meant to say there, kind of word scramble there, but yeah, I do like the Saints in this game. Green Bay, I think it's going to be very competitive this year. I think like they're going to be in a lot of games. Are they going to be able to pull them out? We'll see. They weren't able to pull it out last week against Atlanta, but I think the Saints are a better team than Atlanta. I think Green Bay's going to give them a tough game. I think they get Aaron Jones back this week, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check that real quick. But I think Matt LaFleur has done a really good job of this is getting closer to play. So I think they'll he might play, he might not. We'll see what happens. He might end up being the game time decision. But for me, I just think the Packers have like they're been competitive. I think LaFleur schemed really well for Jordan Love to be successful and allow Jordan's or Jordan Love to get more comfortable playing at the NFL level and play at the NFL speed. So I think Green Bay is always going to be competitive. They're always going to be in games this year. I just think it's the Saints are a little bit better of a team, a little bit more veteran of a team, and I like the Saints kind of pulling a win out, maybe last second field goal to win the game. So I like the Saints winning 27-24. And so we'll keep this one a little bit short and sweet. This next one's Houston at Jacksonville. I got Jacksonville winning 31-13. I forgot to type in Jacksonville here. I like Jacksonville to win this game. I think they're a lot better of a team. I think Houston struggled a lot in non-garbage time situations. So I think Jacksonville's going to be able to keep their distance a little bit throughout the game. I think Houston's going to be their defense is always going to play solid. They're always going to keep them, within at least I think two scores. But I just think maybe touchdown here late by Jacksonville kind of opens the game up and gets them like a 2 or 3 score victory. So I got Jacksonville winning 31-13. And so, yeah, now we're moving on to the Chargers at Minnesota. And I got Minnesota winning 35-32 in another high scoring game. I think it's going to be a lot of offensive geeks. It's going to be a very fun game for them. I like Minnesota in this game. I just think the Chargers tend to just choke a lot. And for me, I think it's more likely that the Chargers go 0-3 than the Vikings do. And like I know I for me, I think the one thing that I was very close to picking the Chargers on is the pass rush. You're gonna get Khalil Mack, you got Joey Bosa. You have a very solid pass rush there, but they've like it's I think Minnesota's offensive line kind of I think maybe I'm trying to think of the word here, matches up there we go, matches up very well against the Chargers because Joey Bosa very heavy speed rusher. He might be going up against Brian O'Neill a lot. I like Brian O'Neill's athleticism. He was super fast, former tight end, and a very athletic guy. So I do like Minnesota be able to score some points, put some points up. And for the Chargers, I think it's going to be one of those games where they another last second maybe field goal or score by Minnesota wins in the game and the Chargers fall in another close game. I just think that's going to happen. So I got the Vikings beating the Chargers 35-32. So we're going on to the 4 o'clock games now, and it's Carolina at Minnesota. I got Minnesota winning 35-32, and or Minnesota, my bad. Carolina at Seattle. I looked up and I saw Minnesota. I don't know what I was doing there. I don't know what I was doing. So Carolina at Seattle, and I got Seattle winning 27-10. Bryce Young isn't playing. That could be to the benefit. I think Carolina could probably, with Andy Dalton there, the Red Rifle. I think they'll maybe be able to put some points. But I like this. I like Seattle. I think they're a little bit better of a team overall. Carolina's defense, look out for them. I think if you're looking for Carolina to win this game, it's going to be because of their defense. So we'll see what happens here, but I like the Seahawks a little bit more, their explosiveness on offense, and I think that's going to help them be able to get down, get in position to get points, whether it be field goals or touchdowns. And I think, Carolina throwing in a new quarterback, Andy Dalton, who's been up and down over the past like 5 years since that thumb injury in 2016 that kind of derailed that Cincinnati era with him and AJ Green there. But I do like Seattle to win this game. I think it's gonna be a it could be a close game, close defensive battle, and maybe like a pick six by Seattle seals the deal or puts them up 2 score or something like that. So I like Seattle winning 27-10 here. And Dallas and Arizona, another game that I'm gonna go over quickly. Arizona may have the worst roster, and Dallas is looking like a top three team in the NFL over the first two games, and they get another, quote unquote, easy opponent. I think Gannon is gonna do his best here, but I just think they're outmatched, and I like Dallas winning 38-10. So, yeah, we'll move on to my team. I debated if I wanted to talk about them or not, but I still have to do the prediction. So I got Chicago at Kansas City. I got Kansas City winning 35-13. I think it's going to be a blowout, and I think we're going to start seeing changes with the Chicago Bears after this game. I think this game's going to be one of those games that's going to be a smack in the face to Ryan Poles, and I think that we're going to maybe see some changes throughout this game. I've not been happy as a Bears fan with the Bears' performances, and I think this is going to be one of those games that just they're going to blow them out, and it's not going to be a very close game at that. Chicago can't get a pass rush, and when you can't get a pass rush against Pat Mahomes, it's not going to end well for you. So I like Kansas City winning 35-13. And now we're going to the Sunday night football game. We have Pittsburgh at Las Vegas, a very old 70s, 80s, 60s rivalry. I don't know if it goes back to the 60s, so 70s and 80s, and early 2000s too with the Tommy Maddox and those Steelers teams, the Cordell Stewarts too. So this is a 3 decades long rivalry. Kind of cooled off in the 90s and 2010s, and maybe looking to pick back up here in the 2020s. These teams are fun teams to watch. To me, they are. They're always somewhat level of entertaining when they play their games, and especially Pittsburgh. They always keep games close, even when they shouldn't, and even when the team's a lot better than them, they keep it close and try to make it interesting for all 4 quarters. But I got the Raiders winning 17-13. I think it's gonna be a very low scoring game. I think the Raiders defense is much improved. I just think they faced a very angry, very hungry Bills team last week that was like, yeah, we're just going to, we don't care who we're playing, we're going to absolutely destroy them. And, for me, I think the Raiders are going to be solid this year. I think they're going to be one of those teams fighting for that last wild card spot. And Pittsburgh, I think, going to be one of the same teams. But I like the Raiders barely pulling this one out. I want to see a little bit more for Kenny Pickett, be a little bit more consistent. And I don't know if he'll get that in this game. I do, like I said, I like the improvements with the Raiders defense. And I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be able to make a couple plays here and there with Myers and with Devontae Adams. So I do like the Raiders to squeak this one out 17-13. Be a fun Sunday night football game for sure. And we got Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. And for me, I had Tampa Bay winning 24-17 in the upset. In the upset, I like Tampa Bay's defense a lot. I think Baker Mayfield has that swagger back with him. And yeah, I do. I like for me, it comes down to Philadelphia has been a little bit. I feel like inconsistent to start the year. I feel like they've been a little bit inconsistent. Yeah, they've, what were they? They were up about 2 scores last week, but I didn't feel like they were up 2 scores at one point, or 3 scores, or I'm blanking on how much they were up on that Thursday night football game. But Tampa Bay is a very well-coached team. They have some really good players. There's a reason they went to the Super Bowl, and like Tom Brady was a big part of that, and but like that roster was ready to compete. Tom Brady was just that person to get them over the hump, and I think Baker Mayfield brings that little bit of an extra swagger to this team. And yeah, maybe he's not a top 12 quarterback. I think he's around maybe the 20 to 15 range, but I do like where Tampa is at right now, and I think they're playing with a lot of swagger and a lot of intensity. And I think this is going to be a very close game, a very fun game, but I like Tampa Bay to pull it out. So now we're getting to the last game, the second Monday night game, and I don't know how to feel about two Monday night games, to be honest. Like, I feel like on one end it's fun, on the other end it's like I wish I could just focus on one game and not have to switch back and forth. Because I know you like one game would be at halftime when the other game starts. That's what I think they lined it up to be as. But that rarely ever happens. That rarely ever happens. It just, it's like, we have a Super Bowl rematch here. We have a Super Bowl rematch with the Rams and the Bengals, and it's sharing a game with the Eagles and Buccaneers. And the same thing with the Eagles and Buccaneers, they're sharing a game with another game where it's like you have two of the last three NFC Championship teams. Actually, technically, you have all three of the last NFC Championship teams playing on the same night. Like, come on. I just think it's bad scheduling. Like, move, if you really want to do it, move the Kansas City and Chicago game to that last game and then push Cincinnati and the Rams up to that game of the week area. Or Minnesota and the Chargers, you can move that or whatever because it's going to be high scoring. You probably put that in that last game because by the time Tampa Bay and Philly get done, they still might be in the first quarter with how much they pass the football. But I got the Rams winning 23-16. Not sure about Joe Burrow, and this Rams team just looks very good. They look like a playoff team. They look like they competed very well against San Francisco, and I think they should have probably won that game. A couple of throws here and there, a couple of drops here and there, kind of really ruined that. But once they get Cooper Kupp back and Cooper Kupp healthy, I think this Rams team is going to be able to pull off some wins that people don't think they should. And so I like the Rams winning 23-16 in the Super Bowl rematch. I'm not going to get the same score as the previous Super Bowl or in the Super Bowl that they did play in, but I do think it's interesting that they lost 23-20 in the Super Bowl, and last year they lose to Kansas City in the AFC Championship 23-20. So I'm not going to do that to them. Not going to do that to the Bengals fans, so I'm just going to say 23-16. Give the score of the Rams' first Super Bowl win against the Titans, so I'll do that. But yeah, that this wraps up week three predictions. I appreciate y'all for listening. Whenever y'all do, I know that I got this out a little bit a day later than I would have hoped to, and all that. But I just trying to work around my, schedule. I've been loving my job here that I've been doing and all that. So it's been fun doing that. But trying to make some time for this as well and just do this for fun and just been enjoying doing this over the last couple of years. I know we took a break last year from doing it while I was finishing up college. So I've been really enjoying doing this. So I think this is one of those things where nope, I'm going to continue to do it, even if it does get, a couple of plays and all that each time. But I just really enjoy doing it. So yeah, make sure to, like, share, and comment. Let me know how I can make it more enjoyable and better viewing experience for y'all, or viewing but listening experience for y'all. And on top of that, look out for the on Monday or Tuesday, look out for the recap of week three. I'll get that up and be able to talk about some of the games in depth and have some fun with that on top of a fun week of football. So I appreciate y'all, and I will see y'all Monday or Tuesday, depending on what my work schedule looks like. But I will see y'all then.